America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Aaron Rodgers puts on a clinic. It was a masterclass in how to play quarterback on national TV, and the Jets are now 2-1, and every dream that a Jet fan had when Aaron Rodgers became the quarterback became a reality last night in watching that game.
40 minutes of possession time for the offense, and what was beautiful about the offense, yeah, it wasn't a 400-yard passing game, doesn't have to be. But what it has to be, it has to get everybody involved. And everybody was involved. Tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, everybody had their hands on the ball. I mean, you can't be angry if you are a player on that team, because that's the way the West Coast offense, or the derivative of the West Coast offense, is supposed to work. And it's meant to go after different parts of the defense. And then, of course, when Aaron's out there, he will take shots where he feels he has an opportunity to make a play. And a lot of that, they'll have a running play called. He'll look out to his wide receiver and just throw it to him at the line of scrimmage, like he did with Alan Lazard.
Yeah.
And Alan Lazard would break the tackle and score the touchdown. You know, that's the kind of understanding and poise that you want from your quarterback, and it's something the Jets have not really had for a long, long time. And I was trying to think, really, the last guy, maybe Joe Flacco had a little of it, but the guy that had the most of it was, the, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick when he played.
Well, yeah, I think that...
a full season.
Right. I think that Mike White had a little bit more than Joe Flacco as a Jet. Joe Flacco as a Jet.
But it didn't last long enough.
Yeah, right, but I agree, but neither did Flacco. I mean, Flacco
was... I was thinking, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick made it through an entire season.
Yeah,
and you had legitimate quarterback play. Now this is supremely better than that, just because the guy that's throwing the ball has a unique talent that very few people have ever had in this league. You could probably say that he's a top three thrower of the football in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, and he's still got it.
Well, 100% he still has it. Yes.
Let's go to Chris, who is in Massachusetts. What's going on, Chris?
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Baby, let's go. First time, long time. Living up in Massachusetts here for the past 9 years. I've been trolled by everybody up here. I'm on my way to work today, fired up to just celebrate that win last night. I had the computer on watching my Mets. Let's go, Mets, baby. Jets are back. Aaron Rodgers is back. Shout out to the tailgate crew. I have a season ticket holder for about 10, 15 years down there. We had a great time, miserable football. Jets football is back, baby. Marino!
Jeez, there you go. Yeah. All right, you know what? This is why it's a feel-good Friday.
I mean, man.
He brought the Mets into it, and the Mets are scoring, you know, runs like they've never scored in the history of their franchise, three straight games with 10 or more runs.
Without their best hitter.
Which is crazy.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on right now. Do you know what's going on? Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Can you smell it?
I could feel it. I could smell it. It's truly amazing. And I was at a charity event last night that had both of these games on at the same time, and watching Aaron Rodgers throw the football and that offense being so efficient. And you look over and see the Francisco Alvarez home run, and it's like, what world are we living in? Mets beating up on the Phillies. The Mets are holding off the Atlanta Braves, and the Jets are beating the Patriots. It's like, this is, everything's changed.
Yeah, that's why it's a feel-good Friday.
Everything!
That's why you came in this morning with a smile.
Has changed.
You came in limping because you still got the gout.
Yep.
And you walked into me, my office, you're like...
I did. Lumbered right in there.
Is that Estancia water for... Can I have that? I said you could take it.
No. That's not what happened. So gout... The high pH water is really good for...
Well, you should have it.
Yeah, but I asked you, and you gave me kind of like a lukewarm answer.
No, you could always have it. Hey, if it's mine, it's yours in my office.
I appreciate it, but I was like, hey, man, is this up for grabs? You go, no, not really. That was the answer. I was like, okay, no problem. I mean, that's the way it went. And I was like, fine. I was just wanting, you know.
Well, hold on for something. You asked me if it were up for grabs. I don't know what that means. I'm like, no, it's not up for grabs. If you want it, you can have it. But it's not up for grabs just for anybody to come in here and grab it. So when you say up for grabs, it sounds like you want other people to come in my office and take the water. And I'm like, that's not happening.
No.
As my partner, if you'd like the water, you take it. And that's exactly what I said. If you want it, take it.
Well, okay, thank you. I meant
you said, is it up for grabs?
I did.
Now, why don't you go get the water? It's on my desk, please. Can you please do that?
And I
mean, because it's high pH water. It's Estensia, and you need it. And I want you to feel better.
Thank you. Well, what I meant, you know, sometimes you've got just stuff in your office that is available.
Yeah.
You're just like, I don't need this stuff. I've got enough stuff.
I got a weird package. I think I should have Al open it for us.
Oh, is that the one? I saw that package.
Yeah.
Is it the one that's right outside your office? You kept outside your office?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks a little odd. Looks very odd, actually.
That's why we should have probably, who you think, Al or Jerry to open it?
Neither.
Okay.
We got to get one of the guys from the Upside Down.
No, we don't.
Yeah, just in case, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we love everybody around here, but we can't take out a core member of the show if
that's true.
If that package is a problem.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
That's the one.
There was also a package outside the office. If you want to open it, you can.
Looks really weird.
It was weird.
Yeah, all right,
but you want to get somebody else to open it?
Yeah, get somebody else.
Because,
I mean, I'll feel bad if anybody dies or gets sick from that package.
Right.
But if it's Jerry or Al already, I'd feel really bad.
So is that water going to help?
It should, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to down this. So you get the high pH. You get the ionized hydration purified 9.5 pH. That should flush that uric acid right out of my foot.
Flush it, baby.
Flush it out.
Flush it out.
It's so embarrassing to be limping around and having gout. And everybody asks you, what's wrong? And I wish I had a good story. Like, I was like, saved a child from getting run over by a bus. Or I was climbed up a tree with someone's cat.
What does that say?
Gio and Elvis.
Oh, it's for Gio and Elvis.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Is it like a Yorkie in there or something?
Maybe it was that. Didn't we have somebody call in and say something? I thought, wasn't there a woman that called in and said that Elvis needed something? Or
Yeah.
A friend?
Yeah, a friend.
It sounds like it's snacks.
Oh, God. All right, let's go to John in Tom's River. What's going on, John?
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure, man. You guys are the best. How's everything?
All right, Johnny, what's happening?
Listen, man, I love Phil Simms to death, and he kind of predicted the low-scoring game, but, man, he had those Patriots practically winning that game. I wanted to know where he found this assessment at. What do you think?
I don't know either, man. I know he thought it was going to be close. I said the Jets were going to cover. I had the Jets cover.
Right.
So I don't know what he saw, and I guess, you know, he likes Gerard Mayo. He likes, you know, he likes the way that the Patriots had played their previous two games. But, you know, they're not a very good offense, and it doesn't take a lot to see it. You know, I mean, we all see how challenged they are on offense, and it's one of the reasons why the Jets were able to control the ball.
And, John, I'd like a pat on the back as well, as I bet Jets alternate spread -17.5.
I said under and cover. Under and cover.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, and I got the receipts to prove it. Yesterday, I was smelling everything. I smelled that Yankee loss because they were celebrating the night before. First baseball game I bet on the entire year, and then I rolled it into a Jets blowout win.
That's nice. You feel even better this morning.
Good day. All right, this is the most wrapped package in the history of the world. This is like one of these joke things where it just keeps going and going and going, and there's nothing in there.
Right, and so whoever wrapped it, looks like they wrapped it in supermarket bags.
Yeah.
It's not even wrapping paper. I mean, what do we got here? What is this?
It's like a...
It's for Elvis, right? Be careful, there's no white powder or anything.
No. There's no anthrax. This is very funny. I saw what it is. So you remember the story of, well, here's some bones, some milk bones.
Yeah, milk bones.
Comfort chews. But remember the story about the rubber duck that Elvis ate?
Yeah, and you didn't know whether or not he ate the rubber duck and he pooped it or anything. Yes.
Yeah, it's still a mystery. I went through his poop for a week and never saw the thing.
Right.
Well, here's a rubber duck he cannot swallow.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So it's a giant rubber duck.
Oh, that's going to be perfect for Elvis.
For Elvis. Oh, yeah. He'll chew this thing apart in 2 seconds, though. I mean.
But it is a chew toy for a dog?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any noise. It is really thick plastic. Look at that. I mean, that is.
Yeah, he'll.
That's not even. That's not like a soft duck, Al. Al, come in here. Let me throw you this duck and see if you can. What do you think?
Dear Gio, this is Mary Beth from Bohemia.
Yeah, that's who I thought. See, is that thing not hard? It's hard, Al.
It's very hard.
Very hard.
I spoke to you about Elvis on your show. I'm sending some goodies that Elvis can chew on, but won't get in trouble. I hope Elvis enjoys the duck. Oh, thank you, Mary Beth.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're watching. My mother-in-law went to Pittsburgh for a little bit, so we have to watch her dog, and that dog's like he's just a bad influence. You know,
this is Romeo?
No, Romeo's been dead for 2 years now.
No,
no it's Enzo.
Oh, Enzo.
And he's such a bad influence. I'm sure there was like somebody that Gunnar or Sydney went to school with where like they had great friends, but I'm sure there was like one person you're like, you know what, I don't feel great about this person being around you, bad influence. That's what Enzo is. Barks at
I think Sydney was the bad influence.
Barks at every dog or person that goes by the house. Elvis wouldn't care, but Enzo sees somebody walking down the street and, bah, 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 and then Elvis woof woof, and then he starts going. I'm like, whoa 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 whoa, since when are you barking at everybody? And then Enzo will pee in the house. I can't wait to get that dog out of my house.
Well, I, you know, it's good to have those dogs in the house, man.
I love, but Enzo, Elvis is a really good dog. Enzo is not. Enzo
okay.
is a little turd. And he's making my dog into a bad dog. And I do not like it. He needs to go back to his apartment, and he needs to start living his life again. All right?
Jeez. All right, Johnny in Red Bank. Johnny, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, John?
First of all, you guys. First of all, you guys are just. I'm just loving the discussion this morning. I forgot what it was like to have great quarterback play. I mean, I really forgot. We haven't had this in so long. And you guys mentioned Fitzpatrick, but, you know, when I think of the last quarterback that I really loved seeing every week, and he was here for a few years, several years, was Chad Pennington, who incidentally was drafted the same year as Tom Brady, only way before him. Chad Pennington was the last quarterback that I thought we had as Jet fans that really was, you know, he was accurate. He didn't throw the ball very long, but he was accurate and he won games. I was calling everybody last night. Can you believe we got a quarterback? Can you believe? I thought that's what was going to happen with Brett Favre, and it just never really seemed to happen. But
yeah, I mean, it did. They were 8-3, and then he got hurt and kept playing through it. But you're right. And, you know, it sort of happened with Brett Favre the next year in Minnesota, and that's, you know, sort of the way that I felt last night was, you know, this is the best version of Aaron Rodgers at this age that you could possibly have. And, you know, you were, I can imagine a Jet fan was a little bit concerned getting off to a slower start, you know, losing to the 49ers in the way that they did and not getting going in the Titans game. And last night was an important moment to see that Aaron Rodgers. And he was spectacular. And he threw the ball and moved on the run better than I thought he was capable of.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like he had a little spring in his legs, and that was good. I mean, he got away from a couple of sacks and pulled his legs out from underneath him. In other words, like he's like pulling his foot. He didn't want to get his foot tackled, and he did take a couple sacks, so all's good that he came out of the game relatively unscathed. But I think back to that year that Ryan Fitzpatrick was a quarterback. They had Brandon Marshall. They had Eric Decker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had a legitimate offense. They put up good numbers.
Todd Bowles' first year, right? That's what it was?
I think it was.
Pretty sure it was Todd Bowles' first year, 2015. That's what I want to say, 2015.
2015.
Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles' first year, 2015, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker.
Yeah, I mean, they started out 2-0 that year, 4-1 that year.
Mm.
And they were scoring 31-20, 17-27-34.
Mm-hmm. Rich on Long Island. What's going on, Rich? Yeah,
yeah. How you doing, guys? Gee, I just wanted to talk about the point, living the dream. I go to bed last night for the first time in a long time, satisfied, winning the game. I go to sleep last night. I have a dream. I'm at the game. They lost, and I wake up aggravated. I'm living like the golf gods are cruel.
Well, it must have felt great to remember that they actually won in real life. And that's the what a life of a Jets fan.
Yeah.
Even when you win, you have a dream that they lost and the bad feelings, and you wake up going, I can't believe they lost. But
you know,
they won.
You know what's made for 20 years, the New England Patriots offense looked like last night's offense. 20 years, you know, for Green Bay, it's been Brett Favre, it's been Aaron Rodgers, now it's Jordan Love. I mean, you know, there are a lot of teams out there that have had great quarterback play, and you think about what a real passing game looks like. Like, you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. It's third down. Guess what? He's going to make a play. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the quarterback play last night was so good that you saw the very best of what it's supposed to look like. High completion percentage, yards after catch, ball down the field, quality running game where you're basically balanced all over the field and you don't know who to cover. Yeah, Garrett Wilson is the number one guy, but Alan Lazard now is so much better than he was last year because he's playing with Aaron Rodgers. You know, you have tight ends that are actually involved in the passing game, and they're making plays. And that's when you know, when you get up the next day, you go watch the tape, and you're like, okay, this is what it's supposed to look like.
Damn right. And
the Giants haven't looked like this
since Eli Manning's prime.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the Giants haven't looked like this. I would take it back to the playoff runs at Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah, as I'm saying, it's prime. That was his
prime. But I would talk about those specific games, those like 8 or 9 games that he had there.
Yeah. Yep. Been a long time for both teams, and that's why it was so enjoyable last night.
The Thursday night football game, which kicked off week 3 in the NFL as the Jets got the jump on the Patriots and rolled.
Rodgers under center, Hall in the backfield. Rodgers, quick toss to the left side. It's caught by Lazard. Makes a man miss. Lazard still going. He's in. Touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
The Jets strike first.
Yes, they did. That was Ian Eagle. Westwood won with the call. The Jets beat the Pats 24-3. Rodgers with one of his 2 touchdowns on the night. He threw for 281 yards.
I'll tell you, he hugged Alan Lazard.
He certainly did.
He didn't hug Rob Saleh, but he hugged Alan Lazard.
Yep.
That's strange.
Mm-hmm. Here was, you mentioned Rob Saleh, 3 games, 11 days to start the season. We're 2-1, not a problem.
I felt like we were flying around. I'm really looking forward to watching the tape, but on the field, it felt like we were flying around and we were a step ahead. And like I said, credit to the guys. And I mean, they attacked the heck out of it in terms of regen and taking care of their bodies.
And that highlight we heard was Rodgers to Lazard, who knew getting a lead was going to be big.
It was huge. You know, our big emphasis was scoring that first drive. You know, we obviously came short of that, and it was great to be able to do that on the second drive and the third drive.
Although if they didn't get that penalty, they probably
Yeah, exactly. They went right down the field.
Now, also of note, which could be heard on TV on Amazon Prime with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, if you listen closely.
Starting from the 12-yard line, Allen. Bunched up at the line of scrimmage.
How great is that? Here we are in the third quarter, his first home game back. They're up 21-3, and the Aaron Rodgers chance begin here at MetLife.
And make no mistake about it, he took notice.
All those chants are really meaningful. I was kind of hoping for a stop there to be able to take a final knee on the field, but special night.
Special night, cool moments for sure.
And just quickly, Tim and Bethpage. Hello, Tim.
Hey, boys, after last night's game, I'm ready to put that in the spank bank, boys. Happy Friday!
Yeah.
Very funny.
All right.
That's what Evan Roberts does with Mets wins. He puts them in his spank bank.
Yeah,
so
it's a feel-good Friday for a lot of reasons.
He's had a big week.
That is true.
Big week. He's also a Jet fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, throw that right in spank bank.
Double spank spot. Here was Will McDonald. So the defense had 7 sacks. He had 2 of them. And what's it like playing with a lead? That's kind of cool.
It's fun, man. Just got to keep grinding. Got to keep winning those. You know, like I said, got to keep that mentality. Just win those. Just keep going. Keep pushing. That's a great defense. Get the ball back to the offense. Score. Go back out there and do the same thing.
What a concept.
So
yes.
I guess that draft choice is working out pretty good now.
It looked all right.
I mean, the last 2 games have been spectacular.
Well, the amazing thing is that they had 2 defensive ends that they drafted, he being one, the other one being Jermaine Johnson. Now, Jermaine's out, but it looked like he was going to, you know, burst onto the scene and have another follow-up year after last year, and they would have had 2 guys. So they got those, well, at least now it looks like they got those picks right.
Yeah, I mean, Will McDonald was invisible for a very long time, but if he figured it out, then watch out, because there's a reason why he was drafted so high, and he's an imposing figure. He's quick. I mean, you're not going to need Hassan Reddick or Jermaine Johnson if this guy has, you know, 2 sacks every single week, which is what he's had the last couple of weeks.
It's not going to happen every week, but I would say, though, that it's a very refreshing sight to see a first-round draft pick finally reach the expectations that you had for him when you drafted him.
Damn right.
All true. Now, we know that Rodgers wants to get the ball to Garrett Wilson a lot. It's not been easy to do that. It wasn't last night. And he was, meaning Rodgers, was hitting on a theme from a popular ESPN analyst.
The entire focus of all 3 defenses we played have been taking Garrett away. It's been Mel Kiper's worst nightmare. Been a lot of cover two.
So now I take you to the Nightcap podcast with Chad and Shannon, as Shannon explains.
The NFL is being ruined by these 2 high safeties. 2 high safeties should be outlawed.
What? What is Mel talk about, man? This is what happened. When somebody has been in the position that has never played the game but has studied the game and knows a lot about the players coming out of college and knows the ins and the outs and all the little nuances, and then he talks good during the draft, now you're saying something needs to be outlawed.
So then he thought about it and answered in only the way Chad could.
For what? How about you realize that the goddamn offensive line play is horrible this season? That's why the goddamn pass...
Horrible.
Look at the left tackles. Look at the right tackles in today's game. Look at it. Pay attention. You'll see why the goddamn numbers are down. It has nothing to do with goddamn cover 2, 2 man, none of that shit, or 2 safety looks. Like, goddamn, male.
God, hey, if you remember, we talked about this last year. We talked about how the NFL does have a problem. The best athletes on the field of the big men are the defensive edge rushers. And that's why tackles like Tyron Smith, you know, they're few and far between.
Mm.
And so Chad is right. He's hitting on something. Now, the way he decides to describe it, that's interesting. That's the way only he can do it. But he's right. But the other thing, too, about the 2 deep safeties, the quarterback gets to the line of scrimmage. If he sees a 7-man box as opposed to an 8-man box, meaning the amount of defensive players around the line of scrimmage, he's going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball more. So if these defenses are going to play back and play soft, then you're going to see more runs, and you're going to see more guys like Breece Hall and Braylon Allen getting the opportunity to run the ball more, simply because that's the mindset of the offensive coach.
Yeah, and what range these guys have, you know? I mean, last week you're playing cuts of Shannon Sharp going, "Unk, get it in." And now he's going, "2 high safeties ruining the league." You play from tips.
You never know what you're going to hear. I will say that. That is true. Next hour from the NFL, we will hear, God, I love her, but this wasn't her finest moment, Nikki Glaser on the post-game show. We'll have some of that. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to get to it yet, but we will for next hour. All right, the baseball story last night at Citi Field with the Mets.
The 2-0. That's crushed to left field. Alvarez sends a high drive out of here. Second deck home run. 3-run bomb for Alvarez. 7-3 Mets in the 4th.
Keith Radmitz, Odyssey Radio.
Perfect time for this kid to get hot.
You ain't kidding. That's for sure.
Yeah.
A couple home runs last few days.
Yeah.
Mets win 10-6 last night. You also had Vientos and Alonso go back-to-back in the first. Brandon Nimmo, a big home run as well. He doubled, hit the home run, drove in three. Here was Nimmo, Citi Field. This was on SNY. Citi Field on fire last night.
Great energy tonight. Playoff-type atmosphere. Very thankful for that. We need more of it as we go down this stretch and into this weekend.
Hey, they only have three home games left.
That's it.
They make it to the playoffs. Most likely, they're going to go on the road in the playoffs. And if they don't, you know.
Right now, I think they would play San Diego.
Yes.
It ended now, but it doesn't end now, so who knows. Here is Alonso, reaction to hearing about three straight games of 10 runs or more, first time in franchise history.
Sick.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. I mean, that's great.
Sick. Right on. It's great.
Mm.
That's Alonso. Here is Carlos Mendoza. Alonso, by the way, hitting the home run to right field or right center. That's a very good sign.
When he's using the whole field, he's pretty dangerous. And not only with conviction, not only driving the ball out of the ballpark, but just using the whole field. I think it was yesterday, bases loaded, that blew. He wasn't afraid to get jammed.
And that went down the right field line as well. So the Mets are 85-68, maintain a two-game lead on Atlanta for the third wild card spot. They did beat the Reds, and they remain tied with Arizona, who beat Milwaukee. Tonight, David Peterson, the start against Christopher Sanchez out at Citi Field. As for the Yankees, well, they did lose to the Mariners 3-2, so if you bet the Mariners, hey, good for you. You made some cash.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle scored all three runs in the first inning. However, Jazz Chisholm is our thriving player of the game.
And a pitch. Swing and a high drive. Right field. It's deep. Rarely moving back. He's near the wall. It's gone. Jazz Chisholm Jr. hits a two-run homer into right center field.
And that was Justin Shackle on the Fan.
Jazz Chisholm.
He drove in the only two runs for the Yanks. That's why he is our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit thrivewellinfusion.com. So a couple of things here. The Mariners scored their first run because Jason Dominguez dropped the fly ball. They would have scored anyway. It was a sack fly, but it certainly made the inning a little bit longer. Maybe they scored another run because of it. And also you had Juan Soto banging his knee into the right field fence.
Ouch.
Yeah, the foul line fence down the right side. They think he'll be okay. And you also had Jake Cousins leave the game because of pectoral tightness. Will he have imaging? He says no.
No, I won't get anything done like that. I think it's very minor. It's one of those things, like getting late in the year, just need a couple days to kind of reset and should be good.
Yankees 89-64. Their lead is now 4 atop the AL East as the Orioles actually did beat the Giants yesterday. Yankees will be in Oakland tonight. Gerrit Cole, the start, first pitch on the Fan at 9:40. Also from baseball. Yeah, this Ohtani guy, he doesn't suck.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way, back it goes! Gone! One-of-a-kind player! One-of-a-kind season! Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club!
Yes, he does, and it was one-of-a-kind day. He went 6-for-6, drove in 10, hit 3 homers, and they win 20-4 in Miami. This was Ohtani through a translator on becoming the only 50-50 player in the history of the game.
I'm glad that the team won, and it was something I wanted to get over as quickly as possible, and you know, it's something that I'm going to cherish for a very long time.
I'm sure he will. He also had a couple of stolen bases, which is why he got to 50-50 yesterday. With that win, the Dodgers did clinch a playoff spot, as did, who was it? The Guardians, I think, clinched a playoff spot as well yesterday. So you got 4 teams that are officially in and more to go. And Arch Manning will start for Texas this weekend when they play Louisiana Monroe.
All right, thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio. This week, after a couple of blowouts, it really is amazing how underachieving that 2023 Saints team was compared to their start this year. And it's not like they did a ton of changing in critical spots, but they've been the most impressive team in the NFL through 2 weeks, and it's not even close.
Yeah, well, Derek Carr is playing great. He's got a new offense coordinator, Clint Kubiak. They basically got off to a great start because they played a horrendous Panthers team, and Bryce Young was completely overwhelmed. And then they go on the road and they just dismantle the Cowboys, and Alvin Kamara goes for 4 touchdowns. So they have 2 unbelievable wide receivers. I mean, they are fast.
Mm.
They are really – that Chris Olave is the real deal. He is a stud wide receiver. Like we don't get to see a lot of these guys. We're going to see them against a good team this week, the Eagles. So it'll be interesting to see if they can keep it up. But they have a lot of speed. They have good wide receivers, tremendous running back, and a good defense. And Derek Carr has found maybe the secret sauce with his new offensive coordinator.
Let's go to, Mary Beth in Bohemia. Hello, Mary Beth.
Hi, is this Gio?
Yes, it is. Hello.
I missed you opening the gift and because I stayed up late watching the Jets game.
Well, good for you, and I'm glad you did because you saw all sorts of great Aaron Rodgers and Jets stuff. But here is the gift. I'll show it to you right now if you're watching the show on TV again.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching it now,
Here you go. Yes. And we thank you very much for all these Elvis Chew toys and this giant duck because there's no way he can swallow this thing whole. No way he could swallow that one whole. And I honestly don't know. It's like the mystery duck. I don't know what happened. It's not in the house anymore. It's gone. I checked his poop for a week, didn't see it. I don't know if it dissolved.
Maybe.
You know, because I wasn't there. It just, my mother-in-law just said, you know, maybe he ate that duck. He swallowed it whole.
Maybe Enzo ate it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
He could have eaten it. Yeah. But yeah, he's
well,
gonna,
I'm glad. I don't think
this.
He can swallow this one.
No, no, no. Absolutely not. I mean, he will rip it apart piece by piece.
Good.
Yeah, it'll keep him busy for a while. There's no doubt about it. So thank you, Mary Beth, for being so thoughtful.
Well, you're very welcome, Gio. I love your show, and I like talking to you, too.
Same here. And you have a great weekend, Mary Beth. Thanks again.
Oh, you're very welcome. You too. Bye bye.
What a wonderful feeling.
Look at that. Bye bye. And so nice because now she gets to enjoy her Jet win, her Met win. She's got the weekend. She's got football on Sunday. No agita. No, like, there's got to be like a satisfaction for the Jet fan now to take a big deep breath. Your team's 2-1. Your quarterback looked great. The offense looks great. The defense did what it was supposed to do against a crappy offense.
Yeah.
And then you get to enjoy the weekend.
It's just perfect. It really is perfect right now. You know, as you said the other day, take stock. Take some stock right
take
now.
Take some stock right now. That's right.
Take stock spot.
Yes.
You know, just turn around, sniff, take some stock, be present.
So it's interesting. I did have a discussion yesterday with my buddy Eli. He's a Met and Jet fan. And we were talking a little bit about the Mets and, you know, wow, this is great. And he goes, I've seen this before. And I'm like, oh, boy, I don't need this pessimism right now. I do not need it. I need some optimistic. We just need some joy in our life. Everybody's talking about joy these days. There has been no joy. None. There's been misery when it comes to sports and other things.
Yeah.
No matter what anybody says?
No, I agreed with you, and I do think this is different, much different with the Mets than 2022, because 2022, you know, they had DeGrom, they had Scherzer, you know, they went all in with that.
There was real expectations.
And you know, Edwin Diaz was having the season and the trumpets, and it just felt like, you know, they had gone all in, and it just completely dissipated where this team is just, the expectations weren't high. They were dead in the beginning of the year. They overcame that. They've gotten better and better and better. They're likable. They're young. So it's not, if they go and win a World Series, it'll be one of the greatest things ever to happen in New York sports. If they don't and they fall short at some point, and they don't, even if they don't make the playoffs, this season has been a tremendous, tremendous success for the Mets in this organization in year one of David Stern.
And the future does look bright with some of these young players.
Like, so you can't get mad at anything. You know, this team, in my opinion, has insulated themselves from real criticism with where they are right now.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable that they're even where they are right now. So whatever happens from here on out, I can't put this team in the same conversation as the 2007 chokers, the 2006 chokers, the 2008 chokers, the 2022 chokers. I can't put that in the same conversation. So yeah. I don't. It's been fun.
Do you see where all these calls are coming from today?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of weird places. The weirdest being Massapequa and Jack. What's going on, Zach in Massapequa?
J-E-T-S-J-J-J.
Yep, that's all he wanted to do.
That's all he wanted to do. That was perfect.
Yep,
absolutely perfect.
A lot of crazy stuff happens in Massapequa. Like the Long Island serial killer, you know, they're in like the Little League World Series. There was something else that was strange. Body parts were found over there that had nothing to do with the serial killer.
Yeah.
Massapequa was an interesting place.
Well, you got Massapequa Park right there as well.
Yeah. Interesting place. South Shore. So my people. That's my people.
Nassau County, South Shore.
The first I ever heard of Massapequa was Born on the 4th of July, the movie about the Vietnam veteran. Yes. He's from Massapequa.
Yes, he is.
Tom Cruise's character is from Massapequa in that movie?
Yeah, Ron Kovic.
Wow, somehow I missed that. I haven't seen that movie in a very long time, but yeah. Massapequa. From Massapequa to South America, where William is. What's going on, William?
Well, hey, thank you. Boomer and Gio, Oh, yeah.
Now, William, where are you exactly right now?
I live in Medellin, Colombia.
Medellin, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You witness protection?
Actually,
what do
they pronounce it Medellin down there. Oh. They don't use the Y. But I want to say that I want to thank you because I listen to you guys every day, and you keep me connected to my home. I grew up in East Rutherford, right down the block from Giants Stadium. And so you keep me connected, just the callers and you guys and everything. I know what the weather is. I know what the traffic's like and all that. I'm a little nervous, but I'm less nervous than trying to get through Al to even talk to you guys.
Al's a tough one. Right, he's a tough nut to crack, for sure.
He's a tough nut to crack. So here are my questions. One, I'm a Giant fan, more interested in the Jets. Hi. Secondly, why can't, Boomer, I'm asking you this, why can't the Giants put a play scheme together that mirrored exactly what the Jets did last night? Get the ball out of Jones' hands, you know, like 2 seconds, dink and dunk. He was dinking and dunking. You know, I think the Pats stink, and I just, why can't you just duplicate that play scheme? That's my first question. Second one is.
We're just going to get one there.
Yeah, we're just one. There's a lot. You've got a lot there.
And by the way, this just popped in my head. Al should be the border czar.
Yes.
I mean,
you should be the guy.
I'd love to do that.
I mean, think about it. It takes so much to get past Al. If Al were the border czar, wouldn't have any of these issues.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any of this Fugazi crap
going on.
There'd
be none of that going on.
He'd be locking everything down.
I mean, it is so much harder to get on this show with a phone call than it is to get into this country illegally.
I'm like, and what do you want to do when you get in here?
Sorry, we'll pass.
Yeah. Sorry, man. Pass. Look at this guy. Oof. Too many questions.
Yeah, we did that yesterday.
Right. We already had a guy who went in there wanted to do that. So, see it.
By the way, it would help if the Giants had a quarterback like, Aaron Rodgers. That's the thing. I mean, like, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's how it's supposed to feel. That's how he raises everybody's level up. That's what it's all about. That's why they went all in for him. You know, and you could see, really, the question for him is making it through 17 games. Kind of like Brett Favre when he got here. You know, everybody saw what it was supposed to look like, and then Brett got hurt.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. I mean, and he played through an injury, and the season fell apart, and then that was that. And the penis pick, and then off to the Minnesota Vikings. Boomer and Gio.
And the NFC Championship game.
Right, exactly, where he threw a critical interception in overtime. After having an amazing season where he only threw 4 interceptions and decided in the most critical moment to throw the ball across his
body. That was the bounty gate game.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Lots of fumbles by Percy Harvin and
Adrian
Peterson.
There's a lot of stuff going on in that season.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another lost NFC Championship game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
At least you were there.
Yeah, sure. You could look at it that way, I suppose. Not great memories, though.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.